This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. National Conference leader Umar Abdullah has taken oath as the Chief Minister of the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir. Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha administered the oath to Mr. Abdullah along with his Council of Ministers at Sher-e-Kashmir International Convention Centre in Srinagar today. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge, Leader of Opposition in Lok Sabha Rahul Gandhi, Samajwadi Party President Akhilesh Yadav and other leaders of India Bloc attended the oath ceremony. The last assembly elections to the J&K Legislative Assembly were held in 2014. The 23rd meeting of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization Council of Heads of Government, SCOCHG, began in Islamabad, Pakistan today. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar is participating in the meeting. India remains actively engaged in the SCO format, participating in various mechanisms and initiatives within the organization. The SCOCHG meeting is held annually and focuses on the organization's trade and economic agenda. This is the first high-level visit of an Indian foreign minister to the neighboring nation in 9 years. In the morning today, Dr. Jaishankar planted an Arjuna sapling at the Indian High Commission under the initiative Ek Ped Ma Ke Naam. President Draupadi Murmu will leave for Mauritania today on the second leg of her visit after concluding her 3-day tour to Algeria. President Murmu held various bilateral meetings with Algerian leadership and delegations, giving a major boost to Indo-Algeria relationship. Our correspondent covering the president's visit reports that the president is scheduled to have multiple events in a day-long visit to Mauritania. She will hold bilateral meetings with her Mauritanian counterpart, Mohamed Ould Ghazouani, and other leaders. President Murmu will also interact with the Indian diaspora in Mauritania. Union Minister for Finance and Corporate Affairs Nirmala Sitharaman will embark on a two-nation visit to Mexico and USA today. During the first leg of her visit to Mexico from the 17th to the 20th of this month, Ms. Sitharaman will chair the Tech Leaders Roundtable in the city of Guadalajara, the Silicon Valley of Mexico. Ms. Sitharaman will also hold a bilateral meeting with Minister of Finance and Public Credit of Mexico, Rogelio Ramirez de la O. She will also hold discussions with members of the Mexican Parliament to strengthen parliamentary cooperation and foster economic development. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated the National Security Guard, NSG, on their raising day today. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said the nation salutes all NSG personnel for their unwavering dedication, courage and determination in safeguarding the country. Mr. Modi said NSG's commitment to protecting the nation against threats is admirable. The depression of the southwest bay of Bengal has moved west-northwestwards with a speed of 12 kilometers per hour and lay centered over the same region about 360 kilometers east-southeast of Chennai, 390 kilometers east of Puducherry and 450 kilometers southeast of Nellore. It is likely to move west-northwestwards and cross north Tamil Nadu and south Andhra coast tomorrow in the early hours. Rain has delayed the toss for the first cricket test of the three-match series between India and New Zealand in Bengaluru this morning. India is currently at the top of the ICC World Test Championship points table, and victory in the series will further strengthen their hopes of qualifying for the final for the third time in a row. The second test will be played from the 24th to the 28th of October in Pune. The third and final test will take place from the 1st to the 5th of November in Mumbai. In tennis, India's Vijay Sundar Prashant and Jeevan Nedumcherian have entered the men's doubles quarterfinals of the Stockholm Open tennis tournament. They defeated the Swedish pair of Filip Bergevi and Erik Revelius in a pre-quarterfinal match last evening. The Indian stock market began trading on a lower note today. Sensex and Nifty opened in the red this morning. The BSE Sensex began trading at 81,611 after slipping 209 points or 0.26% in early trade. At the same time, NSE Nifty was trading at 24,999 after slipping 58 points. And with that, we end this news bulletin.